Hey, you got a flat, don't you? Oh, good, good. That girl got a flat. Let's pray. Father, y'all, we bless you as always, and we honor you, first of all, for your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on the night, and we declare that we will put it into action. And we just bless you for all the things that you have done in our lives and what you're doing even on today. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Let me get this here fixed up here. Okay. I want to deal with this on tonight. I've been had some lot of things. Yeah, you're going to have to help me on this one, him. Huh? He doing? Okay. All right. Okay. Make it just a little bit smaller for now.
Smaller?
Yeah. Because I want to show the distance first.
Okay.
Okay. Can you bring it up some to the top? It's okay if you can't. That's good. That's good. Y'all, leaves falling, so the driveway look like crap right now. So but I know how to do it. I know how to do it. Okay. Now, as y'all well know, tornado hit Dallas. Hit Dallas on Sunday. From what I'm understanding, it was. I didn't get any warning of it. Y'all just kind of start dealing with it. I kept feeling like something's not right. You know, I was watching a football game. I kept saying something's not right. You know, the spider senses that I called kind of started kicking in. I said, okay, something's not right. So I started calling people like, okay, you're at home and stuff. And so the people that I know was out. So, As we well know, the storm hit, and the damage that happened and things like that. Well, next morning, I'm sitting in the office doing paperwork, and our phones are set up. Our phones are set up where, you know. We have, you know, security cameras on the property, and if there's any movement, whether that's a leaf or whatever, it will not just a leaf, but I'm talking about something that's moving. It could be a leaf, depending on how it's moving. Those cameras will take a picture of. We got pictures of cats, little dogs, all kinds of stuff, squirrels, you know. So, phone goes off, And I look at it, and this is the image that I see. Well, you know, y'all know I have an old saying that I'm my worst critic. So the first thing I did is say, I'm looking for everything to cast down anything that I could come up with. You know, because people are always looking for something. And it don't be nowhere close to what they're, you know, looking for. You know, I've seen people, put angels and things like that on Facebook, flying in clouds and things like that. And I'm sitting up there like, man, that's a video game. I done seen the video game. You know, same two beings and things like that. So I started looking at this. First thing coming to my mind, okay, this is some kind of insect. Nah, I've never seen an insect like this. Okay, maybe it's a grasshopper. Now, I'm going to do this real quick just to kind of just show some things, because we was kind of laughing about this and dealing with it on today. Here's a grasshopper. And so that it's like, this is the closest thing that I could kind of come up with that I've seen that flies that this could possibly be. Now, this is me judging myself. Now, look at the grasshopper. As you can see here, I may even just say grasshopper in flight and see if it'll give us one. Okay. Now, this is one that's flying. You think this would be the better? Y'all help me pick out one that may be pretty close let me pull this back up. Pretty close to that. Okay. And we'll enlarge that. You think this one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Okay. Now, did I mess it up? Okay. Can y'all see that fine? Or do I need to make it bigger? Okay. Now, as you look at this, a grasshopper, you look at the legs. What's the first thing you notice about the legs?
They're too thin.
They're too thin. Okay, I'll take that. Look at the bottom. Also, another thing, especially when you look at other photos, I'm going to go back. Bear with me. So I'm going to just go back right here. So, and then I move back forward. So when you look at other photos, what's the thing you notice about the grasshopper? The legs are what would be knees, if anything, on the back. Correct? Okay. See one on kind of upright a little bit. Legs are back when they're upright. Now, as we go back to look at one flying, was this one correct? Oh, no, it was the other one. That's a good one, but this is the other one. This one. And so as we look at it now, Janice makes a statement, said too thin. You also see this.
Yeah.
Okay. The body or tail, how do you want to call it?
His upper thighs is bigger than his lower thighs.
Okay, upper thighs are bigger than lower. Also the hands or the front, you see tentacles. Look at the eyes. They're on the sides, pretty much.
Wings go straight out.
Wings go straight out. He's flying, so his wings are like this. Okay? Now, when we look at this photo, nothing. I'll even try to make it bigger. As the bigger it get, the blurrier it get. But this, you know, I'm just doing this for now. Okay. Well, you notice different about the legs.
I mean, even the bottom part is longer in regards to the top part, right, than the
more human form. Where's that body or tail like thing? There. Not there. The look at the wings, straight up. Now, what the eyes appear to be here and here, and this appears to be nostrils. You see it? This is some facial feature. Okay, as big as I can make it. Knees are bent like a human would be.
Yeah,
they're not behind it.
Right.
Okay, you see what look like. The arms are not skinny and like the grasshopper does when it's flying, because it's looking to grab something.
And the legs ain't skinny like the
legs are not skinny either. You know, not skinny at the bottom, mm-hmm, and then thicker at the top. The arms are not skinny, and the arms are face down. The wings are straight up. The wings look to be, I look more so clear than just white. You know, it could be white, but looked like they're almost transparent to me, but I'm not for sure. Okay, so now, second thing is, I'm going to make it smaller here, and it starts to come in clearer. Now, if you notice, here's the gas meter. So if it was in front of the camera, it would be in front of the gas meter. Gas meter, let's just draw an imaginary line. What it look like, maybe 15, 20 feet behind the gas meter? Or it could be above it, but either way, it's behind it, okay? It's not on the ground, it's flying. Now, the gate is right here. The camera sits right above when you cross the threshold of the gate. So we're looking at a distance where this is more closer to the end of the building, although it doesn't look quite at the end because the neighbor has this thing here. And so it's in front of this, this is in front of it. This is also appears to be in front of it. And this is behind it where it looked like it more closer to the backside of the driveway. Okay? Now, again, the cameras don't take photos or anything unless there's movement. So whatever this is moving to the point to where it triggered the camera.
And it's facing directly to the camera.
Facing the camera. Now all these things we've described now, now let's look at the scriptures. Ezekiel chapter 1. I'm gonna start at verse 4. Ezekiel 1 verse 4 says, and I look because Ezekiel has a vision. He said, I saw a vision of Yah. Okay. Now a lot of times when people see the, so let's just look at the word vision instead of me explaining it. When you look at the word vision, it says a vision, also a mirror, looking glass. So a vision can be I'm gonna go back a little bit just for us to see it. Also an appearance, the thing seen. So Ezekiel is not daydreaming. He's not in a trance. He has a vision. He's seeing this. So as you look at it here, it says, and I look and behold, verse 1, it says, now it came to pass in the 13th year in the fourth month of the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were open, and I saw in a vision appearance. He saw the heavens open, and he's seeing what he's about to describe. Not a trance. There are different type of vision where you may be in a trance, you know, maybe caught up and be in what they call a spirit, where there's a trance. Sometimes I have in trance. You know, one time I was in one and came out and was like, okay, what was that, you know? And so trance, then there's time you have a vision from sleep or dreams. But so I've had these also too. So what we're seeing now is going to explain what we are looking at. Okay, now, so he saw a vision of Yah, an appearance of Yah. An appearance of Yah. And so I'm going to stop and say, see, people are so heavenly bound to the point to where there are no earthly or heavenly good. They just say no heavenly, you know, so heavenly bound to the point to no earthly good. There's both. People are so heavenly bound that they're not in tune with what's going on in heaven, and they're not in tune with what's going on in the earth. So when Yah now manifests, a person will make an excuse and call it anything but Yah. People have not seen a move of Yah so long to the point that Yah moving and people still can't believe it. They want to make it out to be everything. I had people say, well, maybe it's a demon. That thing is ugly. I said, okay, how do demons look? What is it about us that we're so out of touch with Yah that when something supernatural happened, we rather credit the devil before we credit Yah? Why is the devil busy at the building? Why could it not be Yah busy? People believe more so in the devil than they do Yah.
I mean, the funny thing about it is Yah created all these things, right? So whatever when you look at the grasshopper, that design came from Yah. When you look at all these things, those designs came from Yah. So how can you then not think that whatever else he created don't have those same or similar designs?
Exactly. So you know, other than how we were playing about the building today, and what I mean by playing, because I like asking questions when a person or when people don't, when they're not reasoning. So first thing people say, "Oh, it's a demon! It's a demon up at the building! It's a demon!" I say, "Okay, explain something to me. What's the difference between a fallen angel, such a thing, and an angel that hasn't fallen? What is it? Do sinner folks look different than righteous folks? Or is it a mindset, but we all look human? So could an angel be fallen and look like one that's real? Do he change his colors because he's fallen? Do he turn ugly because he's fallen? Or are some things that y'all created, it has the appearance of what we would call ugly? Because I've seen some ugly things y'all created before, man. I mean, a lot of ugly things. I've seen some ugly folks y'all created.
Creepy, crawling things.
There you go.
Y'all created all those things.
So these are all the questions that causes us to now all humble ourselves and say, y'all, wait a minute. There are some things that you said to us. You said that there would be a ladder from the building into the heavens a long time ago. And when this started manifesting, now people are saying, nah, man, them demons showing up. Or has Yah already started doing some things that he said he was going to do? And he's manifesting things that's supernatural, and we ain't come close to seeing nothing yet. Again, as you look at this, he has this vision. Now, let Ezekiel describe what he see. And then when Ezekiel describes what he see, let's now look at the comparison based upon what Ezekiel sees from Yah. Verse 4, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. What happened the night before? Tornado. What is the tornado? Strong winds.
A whirlwind.
Now, we're going to put Elder to the test. He said whirlwind. Let's see if he's right. It says Ruach, the spirit. The spirit. See, people are so out of tune with Yah that Yah been telling us throughout the scripture how he moved. I led the children of Israel by a cloud in the day and a pillar of fire by night. But we think it's an actual fire with a column that we see at the church, you know, before we walk through the door, you know, the church column. So when he said things like that, then that's, you know, pillar and things like that, we start thinking, okay, it's a pillar, like, you know, at the house kind of pillar. So when you see whirlwind, Yah moves in the Ruach. He moves in a tempest. So a lot of time people think it's a storm, but it's the big dog moving through the earth. Elijah said, there was a whirlwind. And I looked to see whether he in the whirlwind, saying he was not in the wind. Then he talks about the still small voice. But anytime you look at the scripture where you see Yah moving, Bible says mountains can't stand before him. What you think moving with it? The spirit. The tempest. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence had to take it by force. So when Yah start moving, all his creations start to rumble and stir in the presence of the Most High Yah. So when we looking at just as a tornado, Yah is saying, boy, I'm showing up, Dallas. Y'all been acting fool quite a bit lately, so I'm coming down and see what's going on. You killing my people. You're killing my people in Fort Worth. You're killing my people in Dallas. And they're crying out. Every time we cry and quit doing things according to our own accord, then y'all pays attention and y'all shows up. So y'all said, let me make a trip to Dallas. And when I show up, the heathens ain't gonna like it. So Ezekiel says, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. Where did the storm come from? A whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud. You ought to see what the sky looked like before the tornado hit. There are some people who are posting it up. I actually posted it up beside this picture here. But it looks like a beam of light that's coming from the clouds all the way down to the earth.
Pillar of fire.
Pillar of fire. That's exactly what it is. A great cloud and a fire enfolding it. Man, I wish I had that picture, man. I can get it. Here. Give it to me. How you gonna do it?
I can text it to you, or you can open your email,
and I can just. That's taking up a lot of time, but let me see. Wait a minute, let me see.
You can do it from your Facebook page?
Yeah, I can. Let me see. Cloud. I'm just saying, cloud over Dallas. I mean, no, I don't think it's gonna do. You think? Clouds over North Dallas.
Before a hurricane, I mean, before a tornado.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna show it.
I said before a tornado, did you say that? Oh,
you
said
it
before.
Yeah, it probably won't have to be.
Let's do fire and clouds before
Yeah, because I think folks are leaving it on.
Click on
the
image
thing. No, it's not. No. Y'all go.
Well, you didn't search.
I didn't want to go on Facebook because I didn't want my none of my friends to be all on our message. I got some weirdos for some friends, and so no, I don't want them to get their fame, claim the fame, and be showing their this or that, and you know, we got some weird folks on Facebook. Now, okay, this is how the sky looked. This was taken, from what I'm understanding. This individual is traveling towards downtown from Pleasant Grove, and this is what the picture that the individual takes of the sky right before the tornado hit, where you see this pillar of fire appears to be. And so when you get people that say read the scripture here, and the scripture says, and I look and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and fire enfolding it, and the brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of fire. Now, what color is amber?
It's red, yellowish, goldenish.
Amber. Right here.
Yellowish, gold.
Right here.
Yeah.
Well, she got a claim to fame. And so, amber. Now, let's go back and look now. Remember this color. And look at this. You have this color here. And then we have what it says. So it shows this is amber, and then it shows the photo. Similar in appearance. Okay. So again, amber out of the midst of the fire, and also in the midst thereof was the likeness of four living creatures. Okay, what are living creatures now? Likeness. So when you look at likeness, it says resemblance. Okay, of four living creatures. Now when you look at living creatures, mean they're alive. They have flesh. Now it doesn't describe them at this point. It says they are living. They're flesh-like being. Okay, living creatures. Now let's start to look at the what it explains about them now. Four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Let's go back and look. Is this a likeness of a man? You see arms, you see legs, you see shoulders, you see what looked like a chest. Okay, likeness. It didn't say you see facial features, although it's far enough back in our cameras. Although it picked it up well, that was far back. But as you bring it out, like here, you really see that. I mean, the cameras took a good image of it. It's just that the closer you bring it up, the more you can't see it. But I mean, it's clear. It's just that the more you bring it up, the blurrier it gets. Because you're bringing the image up. So as we're seeing here, all the features, like a man, as we continue to move on now, it says that everyone had four faces. Now, you can't see four faces, so, you know, we can't sit here and say, well, they got four faces. You can't see. But at the same time, what you can see is this. You can't see four faces, but you can see square. If I had four faces, my face would look more like this on the side, and this on the side. But when you're looking at me forward, you will see more of a square look to my head because I got other faces that's going out like this. You take four people and put them side by side and put them where their the back of their head is against one another. Everybody come in together. They have four faces, one looking east, west, north, and south. It would look square. Although when you stand in front of it, you will see a face. This is a square look. See the square? So although you don't see any other faces, you do see a feature that lets you know this shape is different than what is considered norm. So don't see four faces, but I'm just saying. Now, let's continue on. And everyone had four faces and everyone had four wings. Well, when you look at the wings, they're moving. I can't tell how many wings there are, but I do know they wings. This could be four. I'm not for sure. It looked like something is going here. It looked like something is going here. It looked like something is going here. And it looked like something is going here. Could be four. Y'all see the shape? You see there is a difference here and here, and there is a difference here. I don't know how they move. So it looks like they, if these are just two, it looks like they're double, you know, kind of like this. You see what I'm saying? Because you know that these are not the same height, so it gives you the impression that that this is just not one wing, but there may be multiples going on here. Okay, just for the sake of the description, we'll just keep going. Now, had four wings and their feet were straight feet. Let's go back. What we see? Straight. Now, I continue to identify the feet now. Straight feet, and the sole of the feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. Let's let the internet help us now. Calf foot. Just get out of there so it won't give us all these other things. Calf foot. Images. Find a better image. This one may help us. Y'all help me pick one. They're not giving any good ones. More so up here. What y'all think? See how it's made here? Mm-hmm. Now, look. It's more like that. Those look like more like hoofs. What was the other one that we used? Like this? It looked more like this. That looked more like hoofs instead of just feet. So you see the straightness thereof, and you see at the bottom, they look like hoofs. Okay. Now, we're going to keep going on. Keep going. A calf's foot, and they sparkle like the color of burnished brass. Okay. Let me get out of here. I'm going to bag off a little bit as far as the... So we can see the color a little bit better. What color did it look like to y'all? It's go back to the scripture. Burnished brass. Let's look at burnished brass. Brass. I said brass. B-R-N-I-S-H. Burnished brass. Burnished brass. Let's compare it now.
Are you saying burnished or varnished?
Varnished? I think they would have said. Burnished. You know I'm a country about burnished, varnished. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
They are.
Yeah, varnished. Is it burnished or varnished? Okay, now look at the color of burnished or varnished. Brass. Varnished brass. Look at the color of it. Y'all see it? Now, we go back here. Okay, I keep on click on that one. What y'all seeing? Burnished brass. Now, burnished brass, and they had the hands of a man under their wings. The grasshopper was up here when it flies. The hands are down underneath the wings. And these give me the impression, especially when you look like I can see some small little thing through here, but when they flapping, they may be moving so fast you can't tell. But that looked like four to me. It looked like two here and two here. Like one, two, one, two. You can tell, especially right here, that there's a split between that. I believe it's four.
It drops down.
I believe it's four. It has the appearance of four. It's just that because they're flapping probably at a high speed, it looks like it's just two, but four. Okay? Now, so as you look at it here, it says, had the hands of a man under the wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. So it's four, but they're joined, just like the appearances of these things. They're four wings, but they're joined. That's why I'm saying you can see the difference in them, and they appear to be four, but they also appear to be joined, just like the scripture saying. Okay? Now, and the wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. Now it gives us an understanding why when the picture was taken, you're not seeing it from the side. That's not how they move. So it comes straight forward, and so it's coming straight forward. They don't go backwards. The way the scriptures is describing them, they're always confronting. They're forward movers. Okay, and so it's not like you see them and then they turn. I'll put it this way: it's not like you see them and then they turn their back to go in the other direction. They are forward moving type of beings, as the scripture describes them. Now, back to it says, "Turn not when they went; they went everyone straight forward." And for the likeness of their faces, they had they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion, on the right side, right-handed side. The lion is this way. The face is here. The lion is this way, the way it's describing. And they four the face of an ox on the left. Okay. And then the face they four had the face of the eagle, so I assume it's in the back, behind it. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. How do you stretch? Upward. Okay. Stretch upward. Two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. Okay? And they went, everyone straightforward, whether the spirit was to go. What did the scripture say? And I look in the whirlwind, the spirit came from the north. So these things travel with the wind. The wind is the spirit of Yah. See, here's the issue that saved folks have. They only think that the spirit of Yah deal with Christians. But the spirit of Yah deals with all of his creation. The spirit is the breath of Yah. And without the spirit of Yah, there is no life. So that wind was the breath of Yah. It was the spirit of Yah. We call it tornado. The Bible calls it whirlwind. And when you look at verse 4, as far as the whirlwind, again, it says ruach. It is the spirit. It's a tempest. It's not exhalation. We have to understand that the scripture often describes the blast of Yah's breath. It's the spirit. Okay. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps that burnished brass. It went up and down among the living creatures. It's talking about the spirit. Okay. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamp. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. Remember, I don't know if I was looking out the window quite a bit Sunday night. You could see lightning just rumbling all through the clouds. Okay. Now, as I beheld the living creature, behold, the wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and the work was like unto the color of beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work as it were the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Now, I'm going to skip down just for the sake of the time here. Verse 20 said, whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them. Because it's getting down to describe something here. It said, and the likeness, I'm going to skip to 22. It said, and the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their head above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on the side, and everyone had two, which covered in that and covered on that side their body. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech. As the noise of an host, and they stood, when they stood, they let down their wings. That's how I know this thing is still flying. So when they land, they let them down. That's how I know it's still flying. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their head when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament, that was over their head was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. Yah looks like a man. This is Yah's throne. He's showing you how he traveled. Okay? And I saw as the color of amber. There it is again. And the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loin even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, and the appearance of a bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So it's a boat. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yah. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face and heard a voice of one that spake. This is Yah. This is Yah's throne. This is how he traveled. It starts out showing the process. It shows what with him. So what we saw here was a living creature. But again, people are so out of tune with Yah that they cannot imagine that a living creature would appear before us in 2018. It appeared before Ezekiel. And so these things have started, and I'm saying things because, you know, they're living creatures, you know. So you know, we can be classified as a thing in a certain perspective. And so when you look at it in this day and time, people have a hard time understanding that Yah will visit his people. And he's going to start doing this more and more. And we got to have confidence in that and know that no matter what, Yah is going to manifest himself more so as we as a people start to cry out and turn toward him and depend upon him in every way. We're going to start seeing these things happen more and more. And what this was about, it was Yah saying, look, I want to let y'all know that I'm paying so much attention to what's going on that I'm going to send a living creature just to show you I got my eyes on you. Now, it ain't the first time I've had these type of experiences. It's just that this is the first time that I've had these kind of experiences and be able to show someone else evidence of what things that I've been seeing since I was a kid. So I just wanted to take this time and just show you this. So when you get people that will make excuses and see this and try to say it's Photoshop or some kind of insect or something like that. If that was an insect, that thing would be right up there in front of that camera, and you wouldn't see it way back there like that. You can tell that is far away. Because when I make it the original size, you can see the gate would be right here where this dark area is, and that thing is way back there. That is a being, and according to how the scripture identifies it, it has all the appearance of a living creature of the Bible. They're like messengers in a nutshell. Y'all speaking to us. And that's what it is. You have people that want to give credit to things that are ungodly instead of giving credit to Yah. I'd be doggone if I'm going to call something that I've never seen like that a devil. What is it going on in a person's mindset that would make them identify as a demon before they would Yah? Only see what they are.
they self are evil, so they consider it to be evil because that's what they see.
And so these things, and I mean, you can go through the scripture all day long. You can see all these different events, all these angelic beings and different things showing up to mankind, and people still don't believe it. That just go to show how far people are disconnected from the things of Yah. That they're giving credit to these encounters demons instead of Yah. And I mean, some of them could be, I don't know, but I just know. When it comes down to things like that, I say, okay, I'm going to let the scriptures describe what this is. And if I can't find it in the scripture, then it's not from Yah. But Ezekiel 1 identifies this thing. So until Yah says different, I'm going to classify it as a living creature. Okay? And that's all I want to do. I just wanted to show it to y'all as a... You know, as an encouragement. And so if you ever run across somebody who's like, oh, this and that, you're able to break some things down to them and say, no, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Let's see. All the things point to it. Okay? And any questions, comment? We good? So I just wanted to show y'all that, you know, because like I said, people are talking about it. They're asking me questions about it. And, you know, people there's a fear going on because it's making folks say, okay, what is it that's going on with them? That's not going on with us. Why is it them that these kind of things are manifesting? Where they can actually show people evidence. Okay? And that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to show y'all these things. Okay? We good? All right. Father Yah, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for visiting us with your messengers. And we consider it a privilege, first of all, that you would love us enough to manifest your glory in our lives. And we just thank you. We haven't quite come to the fullness of what you have plans for us, but at the same time, y'all, we commit to it, and we put our trust in you concerning it, and we just thank you for all the things that you've done for us and what you're doing even on today. And we bless you in the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.